This is Sports Today on 882 6PR.
Welcome back, and we're here for yeslines.com.au 25 after 6, and Zach Clark joins us from the Frio Dockers after what was a ripping game in the Derby. Welcome, mate. How are you?
G'day, guys. Yeah, good, thank you.
How'd you pull up?
A bit sore, but obviously with the win, yeah, it's not bad.
You needed oxygen a couple of times, mate. You're up that high?
Yeah, it's good to stick a couple of marks. Probably hasn't been my strength the first couple of weeks, but yeah, it was good to do that on the weekend.
Yeah, terrific to see you play well on the weekend, Clarkey. I've been waiting for you to really stand up and dominate a game ever since you used to run rings around me in the handball games that we used to play at training. When you first came to the club, I thought, how athletic is this guy? And now it was very pleasing to see you dominate on the weekend. You must have been proud of your own performance.
Yeah, obviously, pretty happy with my performance. Was touch and go during the week whether I was even going to get up. So to put my hand up and play and then deliver was good, yeah.
Now, the team footy that you are playing as a group is outstanding. And look, people have been asked to measure. We asked Ross Lyon on Monday night, how does he think it was from the premiership year? He says, you know, well, it's a bit early to say. But you can't do much more than what you've done in the first 3 weeks, can you?
No, I think, you know, we've brought that good effort that we're known for, and I don't think there's, you know, there's obviously a few things we can improve on, but, you know, overall I think we're pretty happy with where we're at, but we've still got work to do, obviously.
And Ross must have been pretty happy with the three tall forwards. I thought it was the first time it's really worked where Pav was a little bit quiet, didn't have the scoreboard impact he would normally have, but Tabernar outstanding and yourself. It must be great for him, but also the club to have three talls working so well together.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Tabs has come in as a young player and he's really made an impression on the group. He's can run all day. He's really developing physically, and we saw on the weekend him take a couple of contested marks as well. So it's always handy to have another tall up there.
Where do you see your best footy being played, Zach? I always believe, and I'm a strong believer, that you're going to be one of the best ruckmen in the comp as soon as Aaron Sandilands moves aside and gives you a go when he sees fit to retire. Is that where you think you'll play your best footy, in the ruck, or do you like playing up in the forward line?
I probably see myself as more of a natural ruckman, but obviously being tall and athletic should have the ability to go forward and take a mark. So if me and Aaron can work together, you know, that's the ideal situation.
Tough game this week, mate. You have a look at the opposition. They're playing some good footy of their own. They come into this round against you undefeated. It's going to be, or shaping to be, one of the clashes of the season in round four.
Yeah, absolutely. Sydney are a quality side. You know, they've got a really experienced back line and a great midfield and a very talented forward line. So we're going to have to bring our greatest effort. And, yeah, it's going to be a great game, I think.
When you have a look at the Sydney Swans, what do you see individually as their strengths?
Oh, as I said, you know, their experienced back line with players such as Grundy and Richards, McVeigh when he's down there, and also just their hard-working midfield. You know, they've got Parker, Hanbury, and a couple of other players that really get the job done and really complement each other really well.
Zach, I've noticed over the first three games that Fremantle are really punishing the turnover a lot more than they have in recent seasons, that there seems to be a big focus on moving the ball quickly, particularly from the turnover at half-back. Is that something you worked very hard on over the pre-season?
Yeah, it was a number of things we worked on the pre-season. I think that was one of them. But as you know, on the turnover you want to punish a team, so as soon as you kind of get the ball, you want to move it on as quick as you can, otherwise teams will set up that kind of zone.
Who gets Buddy?
Not sure yet. Obviously, the match committee sit in later in the week, but there's plenty of guys that we trust. You know, McFarlane, Johnson, Silvani, if he's fit. There's plenty of options.
Now, you've been playing some high-intensity footy as a group, and Sydney Swans have been doing much the same. This is an element that you blokes pride yourselves on. It's going to be something that will be really hot in the middle of the ground, and some of the clashes, and when you look at through, say, you know, let's just use, for example, Fife and Josh Kennedy as two of these bigger, free-running midfielders, mate, it shapes as a tasty little clash if they come together.
Yeah, absolutely. They're a really big body midfield, quite similar to ours, so it's going to be won and lost in the midfield generally, so hopefully our boys bring the best effort like they did last week, and should be a great contest.
Also great to see the Fremantle Reserves having a win this year. I think they're 3-1 at the moment, so there's plenty of depth coming through. Who are some of the players that are pushing for selection in your mind over the coming weeks?
Yeah, they're going really well. I went down there with Matt DeBoer on the weekend to have a look, and two Tasmanian guys were probably the two standouts for me on the weekend. That's Brady Gray and Alex Pearce. They were both in the back line, just really set a strong tone for the rest of the team. And there's obviously guys like John Griffin, who's experienced in there, just really leading the way from the ruck.
Now, I just want to know this. Is that word effort, is that written on the chalkboard? Is it written on all of your lockers? Because every single bloke, you included, I think you've used it five or six times tonight on 6PR, every time we get someone on from Freo, it's one of the first words that rolls out.
Oh, it's not written on the walls. I think it's just a non-negotiable with footy these days. It's everyone can do it, and it's not a thing measurable by talent. So just a minimum of a standard that we set at the footy club.
Brilliant, mate. Good on you. Well, thanks very much for your time tonight. We appreciate it. All the best on the weekend against the Swans.
No worries. Thanks, guys.